just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I believe this is episode 55. Our Christmas edition, not sure when you will see this posted, not sure when you will be able to listen to this with the holiday weekend, but giving it my best shot. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters and by Bill Curry Ford. Email, always there for podcast listeners. And especially this weekend with the nature of this podcast, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I'll answer any questions you have. Now, remember, I only offer a second opinion. I don't do what these other media outlets do, and you list A, B, C, D, and I pick one or two. No, I don't pick your starters. You don't pick mine. You need to give me an opinion you have on a particular player or two, and then I'll offer a rebuttal or a second opinion. That's how I do it. That's the better way to do it. It is your team. I want to know what you think, not who's just on your team. All right, Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com is the way I've always done it. I don't know what Christmas annually brings you. I'll just say what it brings me. I get sick about every Christmas. It's not COVID. I get a massive head cold, and I've had one for a full week, and I've done everything right to take care of myself. It's been unseasonably warm where I live here in the greater Tampa Bay area, so it certainly isn't chilly temperatures or anything like that. And here we are. I'm taping this on Christmas Eve, and I still am fighting it. And that's why this podcast will be rather short, because my voice is limited, and I think you can tell I feel like shit. So, I still wanted to open the microphone and talk about the podcast leagues, the foundation league, and offer a podcast to you, despite how bad I feel. First, in the foundation league, where we are now in the semifinals. Jared, GM of West Chase Golf Club, defeated me in a week, last week, week 15, where I think all of you agree, points were at a premium. Many big names did not give you the points that they had all season long. It was a struggle. And some of you survived, some of you didn't. And following who's in the lineup, who's not in the lineup due to COVID, made it even more difficult. Jared got the best of me last week. My team just didn't have it. In a low-scoring week, Jared advances. He's a good fantasy player. Terrific general manager of West Chase Golf Club. Just hosted Todd Wright Tour 33 there. So he advances to the semifinals in the Foundation League against Bill, Todd Wright Tour player, former podcast league champion. Bill defeated Sean in the other first round playoff game. So they advance, and the semifinals will include those two in the Foundation League. And Doc, professor of geosciences at USF, former league champion, and Greg, Todd Wright Tour player, who I just saw at the most recent tournament, looking for his first league championship. So those are the four in the Foundation League that survived a very rough fantasy week for a lot of us. It was a good week to have a bye. For many of you that chose to do a 14-week regular season with a three-week playoff, so you had week 15 off. Good week to have off, considering fantasy points were hard to come by. In the AFL Podcast League, Dan advanced. and Tony advanced. So they are playing this week for the championship of the AFL, and the winner gets $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford. Well done by both Dan and Tony. In the NFL Podcast League, Ira's terrific season continues. Ira is now in the final. He defeated two-time champion, defending league champion, Rob, and handily, thanks to Cooper Kupp, in one of the last games on Tuesday night. And Ira is in the final. Ira faces me in the final of the podcast league. I've been playing fantasy football for decades. Ira just started playing a few years ago to support my podcast, my league, JoeBucksFan.com, and here we are. It's Ira against me for the championship. We have gotten there completely different ways. Very fortunate that Bay News 9, Spectrum News 9, locally in Tampa, came out to do this story on my podcast and my podcast draft night way back, what, 3.5 months ago now at Bill Curry Ford. They obviously talked to Ira, and on camera, Ira disclosed his strategy for the fantasy draft. In the piece, you hear Ira say, running back, running back, running back. Looking at Ira's draft now, he actually went running back, wide receiver, running back, and then quarterback. We'll get to that in a second. But he hammered running backs early. Where I think most of you know, I took a different approach this year in my leagues, unless I got Derrick Henry. And it was to avoid running backs early, load up on proven performers at other key positions and get my running backs later, and then work the waiver wire, trades, based on injuries, committees, and other factors that I felt made running back points available beyond investing in the first two rounds. I don't think Ira's made a trade all year in this league. I have made handfuls of trades. Well, at least a handful, and many more waiver claims. So just to give you an example of how Ira and I approach this year differently. He had the 6th pick. I had the 8th pick. He took Kamara right after Derrick Henry went off the board at 5. I was the first to take a wide receiver in Davante Adams at 8. In the 2nd round, where the order reversed, I took DeAndre Hopkins. Obviously, you know we've devoted a lot of time here on the podcast to how I got out of the DeAndre Hopkins market in all my leagues, got value back because I just didn't like what was going on, and it was the right move. Ira took Stephon Diggs 2 picks after I took Hopkins. 3rd round, Ira takes David Montgomery as his RB2. 2 picks later, I took Lamar Jackson, 3rd quarterback off the board. 4th round, I took Kareem Hunt, my first running back. That was working out great until he got hurt. I took him with the 5th pick in the 4th round. Ira took Tom Brady 2 picks later. Round 5, Ira takes Cooper Kupp. That's big time. It was available, 6th pick, 12-team draft, 5th round. 2 picks later, I had already committed in my mind to investing in the San Francisco 49er backfield. And I've stuck with that all year. It's actually worked for me, even though my pick of Raheem Mostert got injured and was out for the season in the first half of the first game of the year. Round six, I took DJ Moore. That worked out for the first month or so. Ira took Cortland Sutton. We'll do the seventh round. I took Trey Sermon. There was my Niner investment. He obviously was nowhere to be found all year other than one game. Ira took Matt Stafford as his backup. We'll get back to that. Round eight, I did take A.J. Dillon. Ira took James Conner. That worked out for both of us. Ira went early with Justin Tucker, first kicker off the board in the ninth round, when I went with Sony Michel, feeling once Sony Michel got on the field, he would produce. Again, my plan to pick running backs in the later rounds. All right, let's stop there. So here we are this week with Ira against me, and because I'm simply running out of healthy bodies, at the time prior to the Thursday night game being played, I had already made seven waiver claims this week. Seven. It's championship week. Seven waiver claims. One that I had to counter with another one because I picked up Taysom Hill thinking I might start him as my quarterback since I've been benching Lamar Jackson even before he got injured. And then Taysom Hill gets COVID and he's not going to play. So yes, in a championship week, I've been forced to make seven waiver claims. And that was before the Thursday night game was played. I might make more before we get done with this weekend. Ira has made none. Now the good part is, with the way our league is structured, there are no consolation games. So Ira not making any waiver claims kind of leaves the rest of the league to me unless he chooses to do otherwise. So I'm trying to piece together a lineup to go up against his team that amassed the most points all season. Currently, his starting lineup is Stafford, Diggs, Cup, Hollywood Brown, Kamara, Montgomery, and Tucker. What's interesting about that is he's not playing Tom Brady. It's interesting to me. I know Brady's coming off a bad game. But other than the bye week, I don't know that Ira has benched Tom Brady, has had to use Stafford all year. For me, I don't know. Right now, my roster is, in no particular order, Devontae Adams, who I drafted, Debo Samuel, who I traded for, Jeff Wilson, there's the latest Niner running back, I've used four of them this year. I drafted Mostert, drafted Sermon, picked up Eli Mitchell on waivers, and picked up Jeff Wilson on waivers. I've been with the Niner running backs all year when they're worth playing. Matt Gay is my kicker. I have Gronk, who may have more value this week off a horrible week last week, but he may have more value this week with the injuries to other Buck pass catchers, namely Godwin. Craig Reynolds came through for me last week, got me double-digit points, running back for Detroit, but who knows what his volume will be pending Smith and Williams in Detroit. I have A.J. Dillon to use if I want to. I picked up Justin Jackson if Eckler doesn't get out of COVID protocol. I have Duke Johnson based on how he was used for, what, two touchdowns and 100 yards, albeit against the Jets last week for the Dolphins. I have, is that Darren Williams, Kansas City, in case Clyde Edwards-Helaire gets COVID. So that's my COVID hedge of the week. My quarterbacks right now will be either Tyler Huntley or Matt Ryan. Ryan against the Lions. Huntley put up a huge number last week. Looks like he's going to go again. And then I have Russell Gage as an option at the wide receiver tight end flex, because I'm obviously playing Devontae and Debo at the top two wide receiver spots. So of my roster, I drafted Devontae, traded for Debo, picked up Wilson on waivers, picked up Gay on waivers, picked up Gronk on waivers, picked up Reynolds on waivers, drafted Dylan, picked up Jackson on waivers, Duke Johnson on waivers, Tyler Huntley on waivers, Russell Gage on waivers, Matt Ryan on waivers, Darrell Williams on waivers. That's where I'm at. Seven waiver claims so far, trying to compete with Ira and take him down. And if you're saying, well, Serge, you're right because you didn't draft a running back in any of the first three rounds, serves me right. It's a 12-team league. Other than Ira, I'm the only one left who can beat him. I'm in the title game. I think my draft philosophy had some merit. And in the other league, I did get Derrick Henry with the second pick. But then I did not take a running back in the second round, and I did not take a running back in the third round. I took Kareem Hunt in the fourth round of that draft, too. So I stand by my draft philosophy, what I've done, but Ira and I have gotten here two different ways. Hang on, I need a sip of tea. And with that, I don't think I have much voice left. I wish Ira, Dan, Tony, all four in the foundation, good luck. I wish you good luck this week. And if you want a second opinion, please email me. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. I'll be there for you. I hope I feel better by the next time I cut you a podcast. Merry Christmas. And here's an outdated one you don't hear anymore. Season's greetings. I like that one. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters and Bill Curry Ford. Good luck. Talk to you next week when I have more of a voice. I hope.